Theatre. And we've been talking about Edinburgh Fringe in an event, and we might also talk about Edinburgh Fringe a bit in this interview with Fania Williams. Fania, before we hear about your latest show, you have made a lot of very good work in your life, haven't you?
Oh, that's really nice of you to say. I mean, one doesn't assess one's own work so much, but it's lovely to hear it from someone else.
Where does the next idea come from?
It comes from all sorts of places. When I started working with Richard, I was mainly a Russianist.
To say Richard?
Richard Crane. Yeah. When I started working with Richard Crane, I was a Russianist. And I used to throw a Russian classic at him and say, I think this needs to be done in theatre, because nobody was doing Russian work in theatre in those days. So we started off doing that, and those were very concrete ideas. But I think we're very much a company that likes to do something that has a social issue, political with a small p. So obviously the show we're doing now is about, in some ways, about climate change and what's happening to insects. We've done a show about Gaza because we managed to go to Gaza and on a settlement in Israel and saw both sides of that. And what we want to do really is set up a debate, not give the answers to questions, but make people rethink their cliched thoughts often, you know, and do it through a creative work.
That suggests that, you know, your ideas come from outside. They come from the things of the world.
Hopefully, yes. I'm a global citizen.
Yeah. But, and you get restless about what's happening around you.
Oh, indeed. I mean, I have grandchildren and I want their future to be as good as it can possibly be. And we know that every one of us has to do something, even if it's only a tiny thing, to change the things we don't like and to move forward.
And so when you've got that bit of restlessness, does that then go on to paper or does that go into some sort of devising process? What does it look like when the idea has been kind of, you know, presented to you?
I would often jot down notes. I would usually try and deal with the reality. If it's something about Gaza, get myself to Gaza. If it's something about Russia, go and talk to Russian experts in the field. To actually come face to face with the people who are dealing with this every day. Not just deal with an idea, but deal with the reality of the idea if I can.
And I guess when I say and assume, and you know, I've seen your work over the years, that you do good work, is not everybody does put that amount of diligence and not everybody has those resources necessarily to go and do the research that's necessary.
Ooh, resources.
Yeah, do you remember those?
The resources are myself. The resources are my passionate desire to find out properly about things. I'm one of those rare creatures. This is a mixture of creative and academic. In the days when I was in university, anything creative was looked upon suspiciously.
Yeah.
And as a creative, going to university was looked upon suspiciously. That is no longer the case. I can, thank goodness, cross those barriers and be my real self, which is both. And that is why, I guess, I try and be very thorough in my preparation for any work I do. Yeah.
And creativity wasn't a proper job in those days, was it?
Absolutely not. I mean, I come from a family where my father thought I was going to be a doctor or a lawyer or a banker and literally cast me out when I ran away to RADA and got myself a scholarship and began the creative quest.
Yeah. And then, so you, like with Gaza, so you go there and you collect and you listen to the stories and you come back with far too much material than the hour or so that you've got. What's then the process of that starting to form into something that has to go into a devising or a rehearsal room?
Well, usually, in my case, it's my work with Richard Crane, who is the writer on nearly everything I do, although I do other people's work as well. I work a lot with Maciej Wiśniak, the wonderful Romanian playwright. But it is talking to somebody who can, better than I can, put this down on paper, which can then be the basis of something theatrical, performance. I never really say a play. It's a production, it's a show. I like to be entertaining as well. And it's getting the material. I mean, that's my academic training, really. It's putting all the research into the amount of words I actually have with someone else. It's when the collaboration begins. Sometimes it begins earlier. I love to collaborate with designers. I love to collaborate with my technicians right from the start, as early on as possible. So it becomes a collaborative work. You're not just getting my creativity, but you're getting a a whole lot of people's minds and ideas and passions, out of which comes hopefully a little gem.
So there's obviously a resonance and a rapport with that writer, or you wouldn't really be working with them. But is there also a process where you have to start letting go a bit?
Oh, absolutely. I think whenever I work with a writer, I like to have them in the room right through rehearsal and everything, because the collaboration should go on until the show goes up. But as a director, the moment the first night comes and you sit in that audience and you know you can't do anything about it, you have let go. Yes, you'll give notes. I even give notes after the last performance. I'm known for that. But you let go into some of your collaborators that you've been working with all along, and gradually one person comes out, the writer when it's beginning to go on stage, the director when it is on stage, and it's the actors and who take it on.
So that's a snippet of a description that provides the background to my next question, which is, tell us about the piece here at Brighton Fringe that may well be, you know, will be Edinburgh and elsewhere bound.
Yes, it's called Moz, A Week in the Life of an Undercover Mosquito. And what you're coming to find out is why he's undercover and what that means. It's also very much about climate change, about what's happening to our world now, about what's happening to insects. Incidentally, mosquitoes are not diminishing, although lots of other insects are getting less and less of them in the planet. But it's about something that concerns millions of people who get vector-borne diseases like malaria, like dengue fever, chikungunya. We were actually commissioned at the time of the Zika virus was preponderant, and we were commissioned to do it in Brazil originally, and then Brazil ran out of money because they were doing the World Cup at the same time, and it all went into the World Cup. We lost out to the World Cup, but I am a football fan as well, so I didn't mind too much. I went to the opening game at the Maracana Stadium, so I was quite excited. But I think it's really important to deal with current issues and not preach. You are making theatre, you are making performance, you are there to entertain people, not in the sense of just entertaining, stimulate, start a debate, get people involved. I know we have the word immersive theatre, but you don't have to immerse people physically like you do in immersive theatre. You have to get their minds involved as well.
And there's a lot of evidence that the millennials, as they're called, particularly are irritated by polemic.
Exactly. I'm irritated by polemic, and I'm not a millennial, as you can probably see.
We're all millennials.
We are. No, I don't like polemic. I don't like political theatre that preaches. I don't like anything that preaches. I come from a Jewish background where I've heard the rabbi preaching every Saturday.
So you'd be more into the 10 collaborations.
Absolutely. You got it.
And so then, just so this play, as it arrives, does it go through a process where, as the originator of it, you when you say you're collaborating to the last possible moment, is the writer literally scribbling over the script with 2 days to go? Or is there a moment where we go, this is ready? You know, we might give notes and stuff, but there is a moment where the collaboration in terms of the script ends.
No, I don't think it does. I think it's growing all the time. I don't believe in long runs where you do the same thing. It's not about repeating at all. And you have to remember that I was assistant to Tadeusz Kantor and assistant to Joseph Beuys as well. And with Kantor, he stays on the stage throughout the run. You know, he comes onto the stage in every single performance. I don't do that, luckily. But I have learned that there is no finish time. There really is no finish time. This is why I give notes after the last performance. You know, it can go on. I find it very difficult to deal with long runs or long tours because it's really important not to repeat. And there has to be enough resources to be able to go to different venues and, as far as I'm concerned, restage it. Because a lot of our work is about how you use the venue. I mean, we've just been at the Venice Biennale, one of the rare performing creatures at the Venice Biennale, not just showing art. And we lost our venue hours before we were about to go up. We had a beautiful little chapel, and it was suddenly considered a sacred space. Now Mosquito does say, I don't believe in God. So we were told we couldn't do it there, and we had to readjust to a completely wrong venue with an hour to go, basically. And we did that. That's part of the challenge and the fun of using the venue. The venue is as important in many ways as the actors, as the writer and the director. It is the thing that houses you, if you like, that you are working with, against, on, in, under, above. When I'm working with my actors, I often talk about temperature being important. And if you're indoors, it's one temperature, and if you're outdoors, it's another temperature. How you relate to audiences comes from that as well. Mm. It's really important to include the venue in your collaborators.
Final question. What does your atheistic Mosquito think of the human race?
Please come to Rialto Monday to Thursday, the 20th to the 23rd of May at 5 p.m, and you will find out.
I really didn't agree that question in advance, but that probably is the right answer. Fainia Williams, thanks for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you so much, Paul.